conduct of the study was at a place called the Young Women's Place in Toowoomba. It was a drop-in centre where young women could spend the day. So I got to know girls who were pregnant and formed relationships with them, and I got to see the world through their eyes and the way that what they were looking for in terms of care and support was not what they were receiving when they went to the hospital. What they were receiving was judgment and criticism. Another part of my study was doing the international literature review on teenage childbearing. And one thing that's really clear from that literature review is that once a girl is age 15, she's biologically at her peak in terms of giving birth. And so in cultures where teenage pregnancy is not frowned on and treated as abnormal, that's a very common age for women to have their first babies. If they've got good family and community support, they have relatively easy births and breastfeed spontaneously and everything goes smoothly. In our culture, we've made teenage pregnancy negative because we have a view that the teenage years should be for getting an education and seeing the world and having fun. And those are fantastic middle class values, you know, which I share for my daughters. But if you come from a family that lives in poverty, where you see no role models for education being a way forward to create a better life for yourself, it's not uncommon to think that becoming pregnant, having a baby, is a really important thing to do and very valuable, and that being a mother is a valuable thing.
So is it mostly young women from disadvantaged backgrounds who fall pregnant as teenagers?
No, the literature review was quite clear that the incidence of teenage pregnancy was pretty much the same across, well, it was the same across all social classes. But middle class and upper class girls who become pregnant are much, much, much more likely to have an abortion. Whereas girls from working class or low class, they're very unlikely to seek an abortion. And in my study, with each of the women, I, you know, tentatively said to them, did you consider having an abortion? And in almost every case, I got quite a shocked reaction that these girls considered themselves Christian, moral. This is their first boyfriend. Most of them were experienced themselves as in love, and the idea of abortion was completely abhorrent to them. Unfortunately, the boyfriends usually dropped out of the picture either before the baby was born or more likely within the first few weeks after the birth.
I just wanted to run a few statistics past you that came out of the last census. For example, the Mid-North Coast and the North Coast of New South Wales have the third and fourth highest rate of teenage mothers in New South Wales, behind Western and far Western New South Wales. And it's the same with 20 to 24-year-old parents. Do you think that's reflective of the social disadvantage in those regions?
It is, and part of the social disadvantage is it's not easy to find employment. It's not easy to get a good education. When you look around, what are your life opportunities? In the city, there, you know, there's many more choices. I think one thing we have to put into context here is that the rate of teenage childbearing, we're about 10 or 20% of what it used to be in the 60s and 70s. And I well remember the 60s and 70s because I was a midwife at a major maternity unit in Sydney, the Women's Hospital, Crown Street. And we used to have a nursery that always had 40 to 50 babies to be given up for adoption. And these were the babies of pregnant teenagers. There were institutions where pregnant teenagers were sent to be hidden away and their babies were taken. And I was part of that, I'm ashamed to say. So these women would give birth, we'd put a pillow on their tummy, and we used to think if we take their babies and they don't actually see them, it won't break their heart. Well, the research on that experience is in, and it's profound. There's long-term, lifetime suffering for women whose babies were taken at birth and for many of the babies who were taken.
So we've obviously come a long way from those days where we used to take the babies from teenage mothers. And as you mentioned, the rate of teenage motherhood has fallen dramatically since those days.
Yes.
What else, though, do you think needs to be done to help teenage mothers. I don't want to say prevent teenage parenthood, because there would be some people who go into it as a choice, but what do you think needs to be done?
Absolutely. I want every woman who's pregnant to be happy about a pregnancy. If you're pregnant and you're not happy, that's the beginning of an unhappy relationship with that baby. That may never improve. And therefore, I think good sex education and an acknowledgement that 50% of 16-year-olds are sexually active, male and female. 50%. So if 50% are sexually active at 16, chances are that your kids are. It's facing that reality. In my own family, I bought home condoms and put them in the bathroom. And I said to my daughters, give them to your friends, do whatever you like, but if you are going to have sex, there's the condoms. Now they say to me, oh, Mum, that was really yucky. But in reality, I think we prevented a number of pregnancies because they could take them to school and give them to their friends who were having sex. So it's that kind of openness between parents and children. And then the second thing is when girls are pregnant, they need a lot of social support. If you've got five people you can count on, you are absolutely immune from postnatal depression or failing to cope as a mother because you've got support.
We've talked a lot about judgment and that it's so common when people meet or hear of teenage parents. What would your message be to broader society about judging teenage parents?
When you face another human being who's a young person with a baby, what do they need from you? They need your encouragement, admiration, support. Smile at them, smile at their baby, say how gorgeous they are. That baby looks exactly like you. What gorgeous eyes, just like yours. Those kinds of statements make young women feel good about themselves and add to their sense of power to be able to parent. Every time somebody in society casts a negative glance or says something or makes a judgment, and of course these things are often nonverbal but very easy to read, it damages a young woman's self-esteem.
And perhaps also remember what you mentioned earlier about 15 is the
optimal physiological age, 15, 16, perfect age to have a baby. Have a look at all the complications that are happening in childbearing. They're happening because women delay childbearing. A cesarean section for a teenager is really a rare thing, but for a 40-year-old, it's very common.
So I guess if you're an older mother who doesn't want to be judged for your choices, don't judge a younger mother.
Exactly. You can never know that old saying, you know, walk a mile in my shoes. You can never know what's going on in another person's life. And the best attitude is one of compassion and kindness. The biggest finding for the study was that becoming a teenage mother is not inherently imbued with suffering. Any suffering that those young women experience is created for them by their family and by society.